Edinburgh has a long and macabre history. Ghost hunters and psychics often tout the Scottish capital as one of the most haunted places in the world, and learning the tales and legends is a fun and sometimes scary way to understand more about the city. Taking part in a walking tour is one of the best ways to find out about the gruesome tales that have passed down the generations. In truth, most of them are more myths than hard facts, but they all set the scene in Edinburgh's old town and Royal Mill. In the depths of a dark winter's night, these spooky tales can send shivers down your spine. I'm Rishu Sheth, and this is Legend. Edinburgh has a whole lot of haunted history for tourists to explore. Ghost walks, creepy castles, sites of witch burnings, but this city in Scotland also has what some consider to be the most haunted graveyard in the world, Greyfriars Kirkyard. Most of the hauntings are linked to the ghost of George Mackenzie, a merciless judge who presided over the trials of the Presbyterian Covenanters in the 1670s. The Covenanters had petitioned the king to allow freedom to practice their religion without interference. To crush this rebellion against the crown, Bloody Mackenzie, that's his nickname, was brutal in his out punishments and imprisoned 1,200 Covenanters in a field next to Greyfriars Kirkyard. Prisoners spent over 4 months outside in the graveyard, awaiting trial. They had no shelter and were given a daily food allowance of just 4 ounces of bread. Conditions were so inhumane that the Covenanters, a prison, is often described as the world's first concentration camp. In the end, many of the prisoners were executed and hundreds died of malnourishment. In a twist of fate, George Mackenzie was buried in the Black Mausoleum in Greyfriars, just around the corner from the Covenanters' prison. Today, Bloody Mackenzie may be dead and gone, but his spirit is said to live on and physically attack people. Now, the attack started in 1999, after a homeless man broke into Mackenzie's vault and allegedly unleashed an evil force. When the man tried to break into the casket too, he stepped backward and fell into an old pit containing the rotting remains of plague victims from centuries earlier. He ran screaming from the Black Mausoleum. Since then, the Greyfriars Churchyard has been the center of strange events linked to the Mackenzie poltergeist. Visitors have left the cemetery with bruises, scratches, bite marks, and burns. Some have passed out or gone sick. Many attacks have occurred near the Black Mausoleum and the Covenanter's prison. There have even been 2 failed attempts at an exorcism in Greyfriars. Strangely, one of the exorcists died a week earlier from a heart attack. The attacks escalated to the point whereby the city of Edinburgh closed off the Covenanter's prison from the public. Now, the city only allows controlled visits to that section as part of the City of the Dead Ghost Walk. People have said while they didn't experience any assaults, their legs turned icy cold from the knee to their feet. But most of these events took place in July. This is very strange. Hidden from view deep beneath Edinburgh's bustling South Bridge lies an ancient network of vaults. Storage areas constructed in the late 18th century. From the outset, the vaults and the bridge have been regarded as cursed. When South Bridge was completed in 1788, it had been intended for the city's oldest resident to make the first official crossing. Unfortunately, she died immediately before opening, and her coffin was the first thing to cross the bridge instead. A superstition arose that the bridge was cursed as a result, and many Edinburghers refused to cross it. That's funny to say Edinburghers, because it kind of sounds like burger. Anyway. At their inception, the vaults were intended to be used as storerooms and also housed taverns, cobblers, and a distillery, and other trades. The businesses soon abandoned the vaults, although due to the lack of their light, being dampened and sanitary. This is not Dieter Edinburgh's poorest residence, however, and the vault soon became home to the most desperate in society. The vaults also had become a den of vice and nefarious practices. In some vaults, there'd be up to 15 people residing there in the damp, with scant access to light and ventilation. It had estimated that dozens of men, women, and children succumbed to the disease of the vaults and met their end while attempting to live within its harsh environments. In the early 19th century, some claimed that the vaults were frequented by Burke and Hare, who would prowl the dark chambers in the search for their fresh bodies to pinch. The vaults were eventually blocked up and forgotten about, but in the late 1980s, they were sensationally rediscovered by former Scotland rugby internationalist Norrie Rowan, who spent several years tirelessly excavating them. Today, Norrie Rowan operates a nightclub and bar within a section of the vaults, but other parts have been frequented by ghost tour companies, many of them claiming that it is the capital's most haunted location. Dark, cramped, and ancient, the vaults are currently certainly spooky-looking. Of that, there is no argument. And there have been hundreds of alleged ghost sightings and paranormal happenings down there over the years. Some of them conducted tours. Paranormal experts say that the South Bridge Vaults is one of the most haunted places in the UK, on account of the sheer number of disturbances recorded there, which include voices and ghosts. Some visitors to the vaults have even reported physical contact, usually in the form of scratches and bruises to the skin. In 2003, BBC Radio Scotland producer Debbie McPhail was speaking to Norrie Rowan in the vaults, only to discover that the recording they had made was unusable due to a mysterious voice speaking in Gaelic. Colleagues who played it back claiming it sounded like a voice saying, "Get out," or "Go away." Mrs. McPhail said at the time, "I am a cynical person by nature, especially about this sort of thing, but I just don't have any explanation for this." And in 2006, the eerie vaults attracted the attention of their hit TV show, Most Haunted. Hosted by Yvette Fielding, the Most Haunted team investigated the vaults on two occasions, claiming it was home to a myriad of supernatural occurrences that defy explanation. Other TV shows, such as Ghost Adventures and Joe Swash Believes in Ghosts, have taken an interest too. According to the City of Dead Tours, who run nightly tours into the legendary labyrinth, the vaults are as black as Satan's jammies, and are stalked by a malevolent presence known as the South Bridge Entity, which some call the Watcher. In 2015, tourist Emma Surgener was petrified after visiting the vaults, when a photograph appeared to show the Watcher standing behind her. The story was picked up by the UK national press, with experts unable to explain the phenomena that appeared in the image. If even half the numerous ghost stories are to be believed, then the South Bridge vaults should be considered among the most haunted places in Europe, if not the world. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and as always, thanks for listening.